Support for WSJ comes from Comcast, committed to improving your customer service experience with two-hour appointment windows, including nights and weekends, because they should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
Are you intentionally hiding overseas money from the IRS? Bad move.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. Americans for years have hidden money offshore from the Internal Revenue Service, a lot of them in a bid to evade tax payments. Well, the Wall Street Journal's Laura Saunders says the IRS has gotten better at finding these secret accounts using new tools, and as a result, it's finding more tax evaders, and the penalties are getting harsher, including prison time. Laura Saunders joins us now. Laura, first, what methods have tax scofflaws used to hide assets from Uncle Sam?
Well, people did this for decades, not many people, but people. And they would put money abroad in banks, often in Switzerland, sometimes in other places, and they would hide the money in entities like foundations and trusts. And the trust would be in one country, like Liechtenstein, and the bank account would be in another one, like Switzerland, and the foundation would be in Panama. And they put building layers and layers of secrecy so that this money wouldn't be taxed by or known about by Uncle Sam. And that changed in 2009 after a Swiss bank admitted that it was encouraging U.S. citizens to hide money abroad. And so the Swiss banks have come clean. They've turned over a great deal of data. The IRS has run a kind of limited amnesty program for people who have these issues, who have been intentionally hiding money abroad. And it's been successful. The IRS has raised about $10 billion from 55,000 people, which, if you do the math, it's like nearly $200,000 per confessor. This is not over. The point of my story is to say that the IRS is mining data to find people still in the shadows who think they don't have to come in. And for the first time this year, the courts have been really handing out a lot of prison sentences. People who got found who were hiding money abroad, these tax dodgers, they often just paid a lot of money.
Yeah.
They didn't like paying the money, but they paid half the account or something like that. Now we've had seven go to prison.
So now there's jail time involved if people get caught trying to evade, and it's harder for people to claim ignorance. Is that the case?
Yes, because we've had this program going on since 2009 now. We're going on to a decade of this, and so people can't say, oh, I didn't mean to do that. I didn't know what the laws were. And when clearly they have taken measure after measure after measure to hide this money.
But what if non-payment on offshore taxes is an innocent mistake? Doesn't this include a large number of people?
Yes, that's the interesting thing about this offshore account story. You have the intentional tax dodgers, and then you have millions of Americans, mainly people who were living abroad, but some in this country. They have global financial ties. The ones abroad are very often current in taxes in their own country. And they just didn't understand that U.S. tax law is different from most places. They probably need to be filing return every year and information reporting about bank accounts. Not that they always owe taxes, but it's very, very complex. And so the rules almost would treat them like it treats the intentional tax evaders. And the IRS has had a hard time working out a distinction between the two groups, and now they have one, I think.
I'm speaking with Laura Saunders of the Wall Street Journal, and you're listening to Your Money Matters.
This podcast is sponsored by HSBC. When it's time to take your business international or take your international presence to a whole new level, HSBC has the network to connect you to the world. Search HSBC International to learn more.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Laura, you write in your story that people affected should not give into fear-mongering by advisors.
Well, that's right. The people who have been dodging taxes on purpose should be very afraid. But people who have made innocent mistakes shouldn't think that they're going to be caught by the same rules and have to turn over half their account or all their life savings. And there are fear-mongering advisors out there, And they are explaining the law, but that's not really what these people have to do. In some very simple cases, they can just start to file tax returns going forward. Simple would mean that you haven't really owed taxes and you don't have complex reporting. In other cases, they may want to go into something called the Streamlined Compliance Program. The IRS is maintaining this for people who just didn't understand the law, often for people who live abroad. And we talked to advisors. One is John Richardson in Toronto, and he said most cases that he knows about can be, finished with no penalties due. And although people do need to grapple with this topic, they need to think about whether they should go on and remain American citizens or whether they want to renounce their citizenship, and they do need to get right with the IRS.
What is the record on the Streamlined Compliance Program? Haven't a lot of taxpayers who have signed up paid a lot of money in penalties?
Well, not nearly as many as the people who were real tax dodgers, right, who were avoiding criminal prosecution. We've had 48,000 taxpayers pay a total of $450 million to resolve their issues. And that's, like, if you do the math, it's about $9,000 per case. Many cases had no penalty at all. Some cases of people who were resident in this country and should have known the law with foreign accounts have had to pay like 5% of the account to the IRS. But that's better than, you know, the tax dodgers. And they don't, these are not people who are losing half their life savings because they were not in compliance.
Isn't there another program to make sure that people don't intentionally cheat the IRS on this, something called FATCA?
Yes. This is why it's getting harder to hide for everybody. A law passed in 2010 basically forces financial institutions abroad to report to the IRS financial information about accounts, sort of the same way that your bank tells the IRS how much interest you got, or your broker tells the IRS how much dividends you got. This is a program that, and so there's all this information swirling around the globe. The IRS has a whole lot easier time finding foreign accounts that have not been declared. And this is why people, both tax dodgers and people with innocent mistakes, need to sit down and confront their situation and take action.
Wall Street Journal reporter Laura Saunders, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
And that's Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.
Make sure to check out the Future of Everything podcast, because the future is closer than you think. All new episodes each Friday in June. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.